Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the wonderful, wonderful Tuesday morning warm edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm saying that because it's actually cooled off a little, 78 degrees right now and cloudy here in Tampa Bay, Florida, where I'm at. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics from California IA out there, we're going to have that big old recall coming up here in September, Kyle Warren.
Okay. Recall Central.
Recall Central, and they're recalling, yelling, and they got the little brown bottles. All right, see you guys. Okay, thank you. There you go. Okay, they're going back inside because they got about 50 more minutes or thereabouts, and then that's last call for alcohol here, probably right about now. But let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we most definitely emphasize the two words, under God, because our great, great, great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, normally in the summertime, it's so hot down on the border that things kind of slow up a little bit, right?
That's usually, yes.
Not this year. Last week, 21,000 people were apprehended down in the Rio Grande River Valley. 21,000.
Yes, and as a matter of fact. So we don't see the typical, what they call the typical summer low happening here. And I will say this. Do you remember when Vice President Kamala Harris made her famous statement where she says, don't come? You know, and she evidently didn't say it loud enough or nobody's listening. I'm pretty sure it's kind of both of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure of that, too. But the thing of it is more and more and more children are coming across the border, which is showing to be a high now for the kids that are being placed into custody. Did you see that bridge that all these people are under in Mission, Texas?
Yes, exactly. Yes. And everybody's packed in, you know, pretty much like sardines under the bridge. And I can't imagine, Captain, in the pandemic situation that we are still in, that is somehow a good thing, or people are coming across and having maybe carrying the virus or being even having symptoms. This is a very serious situation.
Well, I heard today that Joe Biden was going to keep Donald Trump's, I believe it's called Article 42 provisions, which is where if someone comes into this country and they're ill, or they have something that might lead to getting other people sick, that then we can take them and send them back across the border to wherever it is they came from, to a facility until they get better. And I just heard today, that they're going to do that.
Yes, evidently the unaccompanied minors, though, they will be exempt, I think, from this. This entire situation, Captain, stems from Joe Biden and the Biden administration and the Democrat far left sending the wrong signals, undoing the Trump policies, and literally creating a crisis where there didn't have to be a crisis.
Well, here's the other thing. The money that's being spent is just like throwing water over the dam. And yesterday, Peter Navarro, the former White House economic advisor and Chinese, whatever it was, he was some sort of ambassador or whatever, he said that the current White House economic policies are on the road to financial ruin for the United States. Well, why wouldn't he be?
Well, exactly right. And he also called out the so-called Rhino Republicans. He says, you know, the Romneys of this world, they're going along with the spending. They know where it's leading. And of course, anybody can tell you, when you start spending the way that the Democrats are spending, want to spend, are going to force us to spend one way or another, where it's all going to end up. It's not going to end up in a powerful, robust, self-sustaining economy. It's going to be more and more government, be reliant on government, and things will go very bad very quickly.
Well, that's all to be certainly decided a little bit later. I really believe there's so many lawsuits that are coming in the not-too-distant future here that are working their way up the pipeline that are headed probably towards the Supreme Court. And I guess what will happen is what they do is they like to lump them together and have like a class action.
Right.
I think that's coming sometime later in the summer.
It could very, very well be. And, of course, the idea is that once the Democrats get any kind of compromise for this first round of spending, then they may go back to the reconciliation. And that's going to be also very damaging.
Well, yeah, and we'll talk about that when we come back, because we've got a lot to talk about. Hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. Ron Edwards coming back around in hour number four. Brooke Emery will be here today. Brooke says, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, yesterday was another one of those days where I ran into two different people. One of them was at the doctor's office because I had to go see my doctor again yesterday, and they had to do another little procedure on my leg. And a person says to me, they said, you know, that Relief Factor stuff is pretty good. I'm taking it now. I've been taking it for about 2 weeks, and it's really, really helping me. Thanks very much for telling me about that. And then the receptionist heard him say that in the window. She goes, yeah, we've had a couple of people come in here and say that they heard you talk about this on the radio, and they're buying it. So we checked it out, and we're actually recommending that to people that don't want to get involved with prescription drugs, saying, well, there's a product you can try, Relief Factor. So how about that, Kyle? Well, wait a minute. So how about that, Kyle?
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Now, I want to tell you why this is the way it is, folks. It's because the natural ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it also goes right straight to the source of the pain and lowers or eliminates the pain altogether. It's 100% drug-free, which is great. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, which is what you want. It also helps the healing process. So it only costs $19.95 to get started on the 3-week quick start. That's it. $19.95 and the 3-week quick start gets it all going. And you can get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain.
$19.95, the three-week quick start. Go to relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle, before we move over to what I was going to talk about, Rod Blagojevich, you know who he is, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Former governor of what, Illinois?
Blago, yes.
Blago. Well, he is suing the state of Illinois for the right to return to politics as an elected official again. He says, I'm back! And then he announced that he was going to be suing the state of Illinois to be able to run for, and I don't know what the office is, he didn't say. I don't think he's going to run for governor, but then again, knowing it's Blago, who knows?
Yes, well, exactly. Well, you know, basically, you know, he's saying he hasn't thought about running for office. He's 64 years old, but he's not going to rule out any other of these options.
Trust me, he's looking to run for office.
Yeah, well, that's usually what somebody says before they go out and try to run for office. And certainly they wouldn't be filing a lawsuit if that was just some dream they have in their head or something they just want to talk about. So, yes, it could be very interesting, but to say he would be controversial would be an understatement.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if people could really trust him because he lied right to their faces before when he was a governor and all the money that he swindled, that he got paid under the table and whatnot, but we'll see. By the way, the CDC came out and said they cannot stop the evictions. That process is now rolling along. As Joe Biden has called on the states to step up and act.
Yes, exactly. The CDC can't simply declare the eviction moratorium to continue, and I think I think there's probably going to be some discussion as well about whether or not it has the right to do it in the first place. But certainly the president is taking heat for this. The Democrats are taking heat for this. The president's doing what he can in the sense of what he can control directly, any kind of federal connection to any of these kinds of things having to do with evictions. But this is something that's going to, again, begin rolling along. And we may not see an impact in 60 days, but certainly we're going to see something happen very, very soon, sooner than later.
Well, the progressives that happen to be AOC and her little wild bunch of Indians are just lambasting Joe Biden for letting the eviction ban expire to begin with. Nancy Pelosi has said it's a disgrace as she's scrambling to get some new legislation passed, and right now they just can't seem to get any footage.
Well, exactly right. You've even got Bernie Sanders out there calling it a disgrace that the moratorium is ending. And so, you know, 'cause this goes against the one thing that they want probably most of all, and that is to simply, create a greater state of dependency.
Well, the first group of people that is going to hurt the most, the first group, is going to be the renters that are in the eviction process.
Yes.
Because those, The paperwork for those eviction notices and court proceedings have been sitting literally on desks ready to go for months.
Yes. And that's why even so many months ago, Captain, right here on this program, we were advising people, you know, at the very least, you know, talk to your landlord, talk to the bank.
Correct.
Because communication is the key. But here we are so many months down the road. The real estate market is very hot. So obviously you're going to have a lot of landlords who believe they can maybe get more top dollar for their property if they can start over. But even so, good tenants, mortgagees, they will hopefully want to keep them in place, you know, because especially if you've been in communication with them.
Now, Mitch McConnell, who has not exactly been a friend to the left side of the aisle, said that Joe Biden's flip on the Hyde Amendment is a sign of the administration spiraling way, way, way to the left.
Yes, very much so. And because, of course, the Hyde Amendment has to do with federal funding of abortions, basically. Yep. And so while the American people may feel a certain way about abortions in general, they've always been pretty consistent that they don't want the federal government to be paying for them. And so here we go with something that isn't out of the mind of Joe Biden. Joe Biden sitting behind the Resolute desk saying to himself, hey, I'm gonna get rid of the Hyde Amendment today because I've always wanted to do that kind of thing. Nope, this is really part of the left, whatever it is, that is helping to make policy here. And it's going down to an agenda that the left has, and it's very, very obvious.
Now, Republicans are saying, and they revealed some new evidence yesterday, of the COVID lab leak and accused China of one of the greatest cover-ups in history.
Well, exactly. And the problem is, of course, Captain, that here we are so far down the road that so much of the evidence will have been gotten rid of. People will have been, you know, bought off or shut up or whatever. And unfortunately, we'll never know everything. But we can put it all together, I think. We can connect the dots. But it's going to be one of those things, I'm afraid, because so much time has passed. But if something else were to come out, it would be very, very devastating. Because what is the ultimate disposition of that then? If China let this thing out, well, then China's responsible, and the world is going to demand responsibility for that.
Well, they should certainly be held financially responsible for, I don't know how many trillions of dollars it is, and it's not that they don't have the money to do it, but they should certainly be held to the financial responsibility here to pay for the damage that's been done to the trillions and trillions of dollars.
Right, exactly right. There's a dollar part of this, but then there's also the psychological part. You know, we've lost people, number one, who died, obviously, from this, but then others whose lives were ruined. Some people had just lost everything because of this, and the devastation is incalculable.
Okay, I hear you. Let's see here. We understand that there's been another Washington, D.C. police officer who responded to the January 6th Capitol riot who has died by suicide.
A very sad story, obviously. This is officer, he's been identified as Gunther Hashida.
He isn't one of the ones that testified the other day, is he?
You know, I don't know. I don't think that he was. He was 44 years old. He joined the force back in May of 2003. He is survived by a wife and three children. And again, a very, very sad thing. He's the third officer to have died by suicide since the January 6th events at the Capitol.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, too. And when we come back, we're going to have a special announcement by MyPillow's Mike Lindell. Yep, Mike Lindell. I got a little something from him yesterday. He sent me something after we had a little conversation on the phone, and you're going to want to hear this. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Cases of COVID-19 have remained on the rise over the last week in the U.S., with CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announcing Monday that there were more than 72,000 new cases in the country on Saturday, a number not seen since the peak in the summer of 2020. White House officials also pointed out that there's been an increase in people getting vaccinated as well. Over the past few weeks, the number of people receiving a shot has increased nearly 70%. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Admiral Brett Giroir says that trend needs to continue. Speaking to Fox Business, he warns that the U.S. could lose thousands more to COVID unless more people get vaccinated.
We are in a serious situation, 100,000 cases on Friday. The best projections are that we could lose as many as another 75,000 Americans who would die by mid-November unless we get more people vaccinated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, well, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. And I've told you about the radio listener specials page that they have there on the website. Go there and look at the page. You'll see all kinds of products there, ridiculously marked down, low special prices, some as much as $70, $80, $90 reduced prices. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you get that price, and you're in like Flynn. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. But Mike Lindell has a special announcement to make, and here it is right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, Kyle, what's the promo code that was on that screen in the commercial?
Well, wait a minute.
Kyle, what's the promo code that was on that screen of that commercial?
It's the promo code CAPTAIN.
That's right. And what was the phone number?
It was 800-641-5459.
That's my promo code and my phone number that's on that ad.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh. So, folks, that's what Mike Lindell did for me yesterday.
Yes, that is very cool.
Yeah, I'm in awe. I'm absolutely in awe. But the whole point of this, folks, is that Mike Lindell needs your help. And you know the story behind him. You know what they tried to do. They tried to cancel him. And we're not going to let it happen. We aren't going to let it happen. Us, the listeners of this show. So, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN on anything that you see that's on that page. And you'll get a tremendous discount. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Yeah, I saw that. Kyle, I'm just so humbled by what he did. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's really something. Well, this is going to be an
interesting. And you saw the commercial.
I did. I saw the commercial. Yeah. Yeah. And, but again, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, what he's going to be up to. And that's all going to be happening at frankspeech.com.
All right, yeah, and it's the 10th, 11th, and 12th, 3 days, 72 hours straight, and I can only imagine what he's going to put over there. It's going to be very interesting. All right, Jason Chavitz, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He said the Democrats now have more power than they've ever had, and the crime keeps getting worse.
Well, and are we surprised? Are we surprised at anything in terms of the defund the police? Just elect us into office. It's all going to get better. Don't worry. You're not going to get tweets in the middle of the night from the president. It's all going to be better. We're going to make a utopia. And of course, we see exactly what that means, Captain. It means that police officers, law enforcement officers, either move or retire or get out altogether because they realize that so many of these community leaders, the big blue community leaders, as it were, they don't have their back, and we see them being vilified, and that they're going to be, you know, put in jail, put this, that kind of thing. Nobody, by the way, I think it's important to say, nobody thinks that police officers should ever break the law. That much is clear. That's why we have a legal system. But when it becomes fixated, and then the criminals believe that, hey, crime takes a holiday. You know, that's the way to total destruction.
Well, here's the other thing. Okay, for all the police officers that are listening, they're thinking about leaving where they're at because maybe they're in a big blue city or in an area where the people really don't care about them and they've tried to defund their department and all that stuff. Come on down here to Florida. We've got the sheriff's departments down here that are hiring. Obviously, the state troopers are hiring down here. You can come down here with your law enforcement credentials, and there's a process you go by. I'm sure you law enforcement officers know what it is. I did the same thing as a firefighter, by the way. When I came down here to be an instructor, I had all my credentials, and all I had to do was have them verified and transferred my national accreditation, which I have, and you guys there, most of you got the same. Come on down here and become an officer down in Florida. Worst thing you'll have to worry about might be a hurricane.
Right. But obviously the benefits would far outweigh because.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because.
And the people will support you.
Right. See, that's the key. You know, when I was growing up and so forth, you know, this is what kids were taught. You know, if something is wrong, if you're lost, you know, if you don't know what to do, you don't know where you are, the policeman will always help you. Or, you know, the police officer will always help you.
You either found a police officer or you found the closest fire station and walked in and the firefighters would help you, one or the other.
Exactly.
That's what was ingrained with us.
Right. And that's a basis for, number one, helping to protect the young ones in our society, so that they understand, hey, society is for me, to protect me, to help me. And these days, it's exactly the opposite. Oh, don't, you know, stay away from the police and this kind of stuff. It's all crazy.
Now, there is a brand new New York City mandate on the mask wearing recommendations, and I just said recommendations, but it is a mandate, that come a week after Bill de Blasio, the mayor, rolled out several incentives for New Yorkers to get vaccinations, including that $100 to get the shot, right?
Right.
And this is all done after the CDC recommended a stricter mask wearing regimen in light of the Delta variant spread. Have you seen the charts on the numbers and what's actually going on? Because it ain't what we've been hearing, and it's not what the CDC has been trying to lead us to believe. The numbers are pretty much flat when it comes to deaths and when it comes to hospitalizations. The numbers that are going up, okay, in the big blue cities and in some parts of Florida are in areas where we've got the migrant workers, illegals, and people coming to visit us from other areas of the country or around the world.
Right. Right. Well, you know, the way that it was said so many months ago, I think especially by Tony Fauci, if I'm not mistaken, was the idea is you were trying to get to where you didn't have so many hospitalizations, that deaths were very low, this kind of thing. And this idea was supposed to be, hey, we're going to get this under control. And now that we have it pretty much under control in the grand sense, we're being told, no, this is a major catastrophe. It's another four alarm fire for COVID-19. Now I understand it's a real thing, and some people are getting sick. We get it, but the overall reaction it's almost as if they want to try all the old stuff over again that didn't really work the first time.
Yeah, and we're sorry to report that Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina tested positive for COVID. Now, he was vaccinated, but he said he had some flu-like symptoms. He's going to probably miss the upcoming infrastructure bill vote, so that's one less Republican who was going to vote for it. That was my understanding, but he won't be there to vote, so they're going to be shy of vote. And Manchin hasn't decided, and I guess what's her name? Sinema out there in Arizona?
Yeah, Kyrsten Sinema. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that she's also in that mix. So they can't afford to lose anybody, and they've got three people: one that's not going to vote, and two others that are questionable. This is not a done deal. This infrastructure bill is not a done deal.
No, it's not. And of course, our best wishes to Senator Graham. This is, again, it is evidently a breakthrough infection. And those who have these, I think, will learn a lot, by the way, too. And he said pretty mild symptoms, basically.
Well, yeah, so because he's been vaccinated.
Because he's been vaccinated, exactly. So I guess it does beg the question, Captain, is, you know, how much more can we do in the sense, you know, are we going to try to wait out a virus with lockdowns or shutdowns or other kinds of things?
Well, our governor said, and I heard Jen Psaki yesterday say it, there will be no more shutdowns or lockdowns like there were back in 2020. I heard her say that, watched her say it on television.
Well,
and our governor's flat out said it, period.
Exactly. Well, that's good to hear, of course.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. The Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Got some more classic rock and roll music that I found yesterday. I've been digging for some neat rock and roll. We'll see if Kyle knows who these people are that we're going to be playing the song of here. But anyway, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, that's my buddies Don and Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And of course, Cowboy Logic Radio is what they do. Now, it's not radio anymore because they've gone big time. Darn Donna Fiducia and her Fox News. That's how I first met her, by the way. She was on the Fox News channel, September 11th. And that's how I first met her many years ago, 20 years ago now. It's hard to believe it's that long ago. But anyway, they have the YouTube channel, Cowboy Logic. They got their website, cowboylogic.us, and you can see them over there. And they're doing a television broadcast, if you will, on the internet. Streaming. There we go. Streaming. All right. Well, this is for Kyle. We'll see if he can figure this out. I'll bet he picks this up right away when I come back to him. But here we go. I dug this up in the archives, and we're going to get it started. It's a concert, but I'm sure once they get going here, you'll recognize the group.
Yeah.
goodness. Kyle, I know you know who that is. Who is that?
Oh, that's Toto.
Yeah, and that's a concert they did probably about 10 years after the original song. And I'm telling you, they were just killing it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Toto with people like David Page. You got Jeff Beccaro, the late Jeff Beccaro on drums. Steve Lukather on guitar. Steve Beccaro on keyboards, if I recall correctly. And those guys, they were just magic.
Yeah, wait till you hear the song next hour.
All right.
All well, I'm going to read the weather. I'm going to turn it over to Kyle here. Monsoonal storms, again, out west, are going to continue to generate flash and urban flooding impacts into the midweek for the Intermountain West to the high plains along the Rocky Mountain front. Now, also, we've got another new area going on here with flash, urban, and isolated river flooding impacts possible through Friday from coastal Virginia to the Georgia coast as a stalled front brings periods of heavy rainfall to the coastal plain. And we've got a system right now coming across the northern part of Florida, across the panhandle. I've been watching it all night long, and there's some severe weather in there. So be careful if you're on I-10 right now, especially from Tallahassee over towards I-75, the junction here at Live Oak. It is moving to the east. And it looks like it might go dancing up the coast to catch up to that other thing. But go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Colorado tonight. We do have various flash flood watches that are covering most of the southern part of Colorado up through the western part of Colorado as well. And a quick update on the I-70 closure there in Glenwood Canyon. According to the governor there, this could last weeks.
Oh,
and
I know.
The governor's going to declare a state of disaster, and the Colorado Department of Transportation has actually suspended construction on US 50 West of Gunnison so that they can try to, you know, because people have to get on a different route as well. So you're still going to have that delay there for quite some time as they begin to clear away and deal with these mudslides. But you've always also got flash flood watches all through that area as well. So be careful. Down these flash flood watches go down into northern New Mexico, near Santa Fe, also, of course, near the Gallup area in New Mexico. There's scattered thunderstorms that can occur, lots and lots of rain very, very quickly in some areas, so be on the lookout for that. Excessive heat warning in Phoenix. This is going to head all the way over into Southern California with more excessive heat warnings. It's going to go up through to the Bakersfield area, Barstow, that's I-15. By the way, there's a great pilot and a Flying J, by the way, right
yep.
there in Barstow.
Sure is.
So that's a great place to stop. But on your way to Las Vegas, where it's also going to be very, very hot. So we've got that going tonight. Excessive fire warning, or fire weather warning, I should say, of course, continuing on in the central Oregon area. The Bootleg Fire continues in southern Oregon. Air quality alerts continue in Wyoming. Beginning to dissipate now in Montana. It's around Billings, Miles City now, so at the very least it's beginning to head out, giving people some relief there. But over in eastern Montana, Missoula, and Spokane, Washington, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you still got those air quality alerts going on.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the people in Minnesota would like to have the air quality alert go away, because doggone, though, just about the whole state of Minnesota is under that air quality alert again, as well as the northern part of Wisconsin coming out of I-94 down to Madison and over to Green Bay. So be advised of that. Now, there's just a little bit of pocket of some inclement weather down there around Kansas City, and then dropping on down towards Texas around the Metroplex. You've got a poor air quality alert there. But we've got some rain. We've got a couple of different things going on in the Gulf right now. We've got some thunderstorms that are right dead off about 30 miles or so, and they're moving to the east. Don't know. They might hit Louisiana, because Louisiana juts out a little bit. Looks like there's a possibility they could be getting a bunch of thunderstorms here over the next several hours. But it's right there on the Georgia, listen to me, right there on the Texas-Louisiana state line, about 20 to 30 miles offshore. In the meantime, we have something going on that's it's a low pressure system that seems to be going to the east. There's a lot of high winds associated with this, 40 to 45 mile an hour winds out in the Gulf of Mexico, out about 50 miles. And we've got rain, Kyle, all the way tonight from just the other side of Tallahassee around Destin, all the way down to just north of Tampa Bay up around Citrus County. And that's wrapped around in the last hour from where it was. And we definitely have got a system that's going to be moving across to the east. And it probably will catch up to the rain that's right now up in the coastal areas of North Carolina, to include Wilmington, up to the Chesapeake Bay. And there's rain all the way up and down, scattered up and down through there, that's going to be there all day long. So I'm not going to say it's going to be a storm, but it certainly is going to be windy, and you're certainly going to get a bunch of rain from both of these little systems I'm telling you about there. And little systems sometimes can be deceiving, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, well, the pilot in Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're very happy to have them aboard, and I certainly understand that everybody will get a big kick out of the fact that when we do different things here in the program, it's all done with you guys in mind. And we have got people, Kyle, that are sending us songs to play. I'll have to check it out and see what it is.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, tell us about the Flying J. You probably got about 20 seconds.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, folks, if you're out on the road, stop into the pilot or Flying J. Tell them you're listening to the Captain's program. You get the free cup of coffee. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com. And don't forget to join the Drivers Club.
You betcha. All right, and we'll be right back with more after the top of the hour news. And your station's getting a chance to pay some of the bills they got out there and all that good stuff. So don't go anywhere. We are coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.